Well, good morning. Happy Monday. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the pastors at our Lewis Center campus, wishing you a great day today. I want to speak to you a minute about the topic of rescue and how it jumped out at me in our study of Lazarus in John's Gospel, chapter 11. Now, I remember as a parent how tempting it was every time one of my two kids called out for me to run to the rescue, you know, to save the day for them, to be that guy who, in their eyes, was their hero. And I mean, I actually enjoyed the rush that came from saving the day for them. Over the years, though, it began to dawn on me that possibly I wasn't doing them any favors. I mean, how was I to expect them to grow in their problem-solving abilities if I, as a parent, was always throwing them a lifeline? You know, in our I Am That Determines Who I Am series, where Jesus teaches his disciples about his identity so they can learn to imitate him, the resurrection of Lazarus, it shows us that there's going to be times when Jesus isn't going to come to our rescue. But that doesn't mean that he loves us any less. I don't know about you, but that's a big deal for me to remember. I mean, let's face it, we all get our prayers answered. But what about those times when you've exhausted yourself praying for a loved one who isn't getting their healing? And then on the other end of those prayers is silence. What do you do with a God who you know with all your heart has the power to heal your loved one, yet he chooses not to? Do you still believe? Well, that's the very question that Jesus asked Martha point blank in the Lazarus story. Martha, Jesus says, do you still believe that I'm the resurrection and the life? Do you still believe that even if you die, you'll live again? And Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe. Or maybe you're being asked today to hold firm to your discipleship in lieu of the fact that you're not seeing the results of your prayers being answered. It's tough when God seems silent on his end. Yet he's no different from any other loving parent who knows that rescuing their children isn't always in their best interest. But remember, that doesn't mean that he loves you or loves me any less. Look what he did for Lazarus in the long run. So if I can encourage you anyway today, it would be to ask you to take a few seconds now and, like Martha in the Lazarus story, say quietly, yes, Lord, I believe, and I'll continue to believe even though it seems quiet on your end. I'll trust you as my loving Father that you know and you see the big picture of my life and circumstances right now. So would you take a few seconds to do that? Again, my name is Pastor Jeff, and together let's believe that God loves us today, no matter what. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you at one of our four campuses this coming Sunday.